This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
We got another day of NBA action. And with FanDuel, every night is a watch party. So it's time for your FanDuel crew to make their bets. So, what's the move tonight, gang? You know the new customers who bet $5 get $150 back in bonus bets? Woohoo! We're heating up, fam! Bet all the stars with all your friends and make every moment more, only on FanDuel. New customers bet $5, get $150 back in bonus bets. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
It goes down in the DM. It go down in the DM.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It feels like we're all being told to go on this diet, take that supplement. Ozempic will give you depression, but you know what'll cure that? Weed. Or you could try to balance your hormones. At Science Versus, we're like,
what the f*** is going on?
Forget the crap online and listen to Science Versus. Just the facts. Oh, and a bunch of stupid jokes.
What is a ghost's favorite fruit? Booberries.
That's Science VS. New season out on Spotify soon.
There are true crime fans, and then there are true crime experts. See where you fall in the Parcast Trivia podcast, Killer Knowledge. Uncover more about some of the most shocking topics from history, such as the Manson family, Jonestown, and even Jimmy Hoffa. Here's host Carter to tell you more.
Oh, thank you so much. Every Tuesday on my new trivia show, Killer Knowledge, two players go head-to-head to correctly answer multiple-choice true crime questions. Whoever gains the most points after 20 questions wins. With each question and answer comes additional context surrounding the topic, enlightening even the most knowledgeable true crime lover. Play along in this exclusive clip from our pilot episode about the mysterious circumstances surrounding D.B. Cooper, and see how well you measure up. If you want to listen to the full episode, follow Killer Knowledge free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. In the early 70s, a man, known today as D.B. Cooper, hijacked Northwest Orient Flight 305, collected his ransom, jumped from the plane, and disappeared. His case has never been solved, which has only fueled our fascination with one of the most elusive criminals in history and the details of his crime. Like how Cooper made the aircraft circle the skies over Seattle for nearly 2 hours to allow authorities time to gather his demands. Will our players know exactly what he requested? Or do you, our listeners, know what was on the note that he handed to the flight attendant? Welcome to Killer Knowledge, a Parcast original. I'm Carter Roy, and it's time to learn some true crime history as two players go head-to-head in this 20-question trivia podcast. Now, every episode, we cover a new topic, like the headline-making Zodiac murders that shocked the nation, violent mobsters like John Gotti, who gunned their way to the top, and serial killers like Ted Bundy, who craved notoriety. This week, we're digging into the mystery of America's unknown skyjacker, D.B. Cooper. Joining me today to test their true crime expertise is Chelsea from Fort Worth, who has driven across the country twice in the last 2 years listening to true crime podcasts, and Brad from Baltimore, who worked for the homicide department there. Are you both ready?
I'm ready.
Yep, I'm excited.
Okay, and to you, our listeners, play along now as we find out who has Killer Knowledge. Chelsea and Brad, as you both know, today's episode is all about D.B. Cooper, who vanished for good after hijacking a plane in the 1970s. Before we start, let's remind our listeners you can play along with more episodes of Killer Knowledge and find more Parcast originals on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. We also want to hear from you. Leave us a review wherever you're listening and reach out on Facebook and Instagram at Parcast and on Twitter at Parcast Network. Chelsea and Brad, let's lay out the rules of Killer Knowledge for you and our listeners. There will be 20 multiple choice questions, A, B, and C, broken up into three rounds. Fair warning, the questions will get more difficult as the game plays on. A correct answer earns you the point for that question. An incorrect answer gives the other player the chance to get it right. Chelsea, if you buzz in first, we'll hear this sound. Brad, your buzzer sounds like this. And one player will be eliminated in round two, while the other will move on to play for some amazing prizes, including the Parcast Golden Headphones. Make sense to you two?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, let's play Killer Knowledge. Here we go with round one. For this first round, the questions will set the scene and give you a little history on what it was like to fly in those days, back when D.B. Cooper made his way onto his flight. In the 60s and 70s, commercial air travel was a far more convenient and luxurious experience. You could walk through an airport and onto a plane without hassle. The perfect conditions for someone like Cooper to pull off a hijacking. Here comes your first question. And remember, buzz in after I finish giving all three answer choices. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, in what year was the first ever hijacking of an aircraft? A, 1931, B, 1941, C, 1951. Brad.
A, 1931.
1931 is the correct answer. Decades before skyjackers like Cooper upped their game, a plane in Peru was taken over by revolutionary soldiers, officially making it the first hijack of an aircraft on record. Okay, Brad 1, Chelsea 0. Well, let's jump ahead as we inch toward DB's day in the sky. As I mentioned, air travel was considered a luxury in the 1960s and 70s, a perk not many people could afford. For question number 2. By the mid-60s, what percentage of Americans had actually been on an airplane? A, 10%, B, 20%, C, 30%. Brad.
B, 20%.
That is right. 20% is the correct answer. Well, that's because air travel costs in the past were also federally regulated. The government not only determined ticket costs, but whether a new airline could even be created or fly to specific cities. Brad 2, Chelsea nothing. Well, ticket prices may have been high, but the airline industry tried to make it worth your money. In early 1970, America's very first commercial 747 flight was a double-decker plane with spiral staircases and a party atmosphere. Among the perks of air travel in those days was the ease of getting on a plane without the heavy security measures we see today. This was a scenario exploited by criminals like D.B. Cooper. In fact, between the years 1961 and 1972 are considered the height of hijacking. Which brings us to question number 3. How many recorded plane hijackings occurred in the U.S. during that time? A, 59. B, 159. C, 259. Chelsea.
B, 159.
10 years and 159 hijackings in the U.S. alone. And almost all of those took place in the last 5 years of that time frame. It was an epidemic which D.B. Cooper wanted to be a part of. Brad 2, Chelsea 1. So, on the eve of Thanksgiving, a middle-aged man carrying a black attaché case entered the Portland International Airport in Oregon with plans to take control of his flight. Question number 4. What was the date of the D.B. Cooper hijacking? A, November 24th, 1971, B, November 24th, 1972, C, November 24th, 1973.
Brad.
A, November 24th, 1971.
That is correct. Brad 3, Chelsea 1. Now, the mystery of D.B. Cooper began immediately as he entered the airport in Portland, Oregon, and made his way to the ticket counter. Witnesses called him nondescript, but a couple details were released about his appearance that day. He seemed to be about 6 feet tall, and for question number 5, how old did Cooper appear to be to witnesses? A, mid-30s, B, mid-40s, C, mid-50s. Chelsea.
B, mid-40s.
Yes, that's right. He appeared to be in his mid-40s, according to those who saw him. Brad 3, Chelsea 2. Well, as we know today, D.B. Cooper is not his real name, or even the one he gave himself. So for question number 6, what name did Cooper give airline representatives when he bought his ticket? A, David Cooper. B, Dennis Cooper. C, Dan Cooper. Chelsea.
C, Dan Cooper.
That is correct. C, Dan Cooper is the correct name. Now, the exact origin of the initials DB are unclear, but a misunderstanding between media sources has generally been credited for this pseudonym of America's most notorious skyjacker. It is now 3-3. In 1971, credit cards existed, but so did smart criminals not looking to be caught. D.B. Cooper gave a fake name and paid cash for his one-way ticket. So, question number 7 is, how much did D.B. Cooper pay for his ticket? A, $20. B, $30. C, $40. Brad.
A, $20.
$20 is the right price. And that doesn't sound like a lot of money after we talked about luxury flying, but with inflation, the price of that one-way ticket for a short flight would equate to over $125 in the year 2020. Now, D.B. Cooper is about to walk easily onto his flight, and we're going to get the details of the skyjacking a bit later. But first, let's check the score. It is Brad 4, Chelsea 3. Okay, let's end this first round with D.B. Cooper getting on his flight, wearing a business suit with a black tie and a white shirt. He's already successfully bought his ticket using an alias and cash. Now, for question number 8. What type of plane did Cooper board? A, Boeing 777. B, Boeing 737. C, Boeing 727. Chelsea.
C, Boeing 727.
The Boeing 727 is the right answer. They were designed and built for shorter flights and didn't hold very many passengers. Cooper took his seat in the back of the plane, which was only about one-third full. So, our score now is 4-4. And D.B. Cooper boarded the Boeing 727 in Portland, Oregon, with a one-way ticket north. So, question number 9. Where was the flight initially headed? A, Seattle. B, Toronto. C, Salem. Brad.
A, Seattle.
That is correct. Cooper remained quiet while he was waiting for the plane to take off, but he did order a drink. Question number 10 to end this round. What drink did Cooper order on the plane? A, bourbon and soda. B, vodka tonic. C, dirty martini.
Chelsea.
B, vodka tonic.
Oh, we have our first wrong answer. Brad, would you like to take a crack at it?
A, bourbon and soda.
That is correct. Cooper settled in with a bourbon and soda as the plane departed on time at 2:50 p.m., headed from Portland to Seattle. Bourbon and soda was indeed the right answer, which means that the score is now Brad 6, Chelsea 4. And we are at the halfway mark, and we've now followed D.B. Cooper onto his flight as a seemingly normal passenger. When we come back, The trivia gets more challenging as Cooper hijacks Flight 305 and becomes a legend in the world of unsolved mysteries. Plus, at the end of round two, one of our players will be eliminated from the game.
To find out who wins, listen to Killer Knowledge free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.